We begin Ketzel Shulchan Aruch Siman Chaf Sif Ches. B'tanit Tzibur, on a Tanit Tzibur, V'yesh B'beis HaKnesset Asar Shemesanim, there are 10 people who are fasting a whole day, Mashlimim. I'm a Shlich Tzibur B'shachas V'mincha, and Neinu Koyin Refeinu. The Shlich Tzibur, when he's saying the Chazar Sashatz, says, and Neinu before the Bracha Refeinu, V'm Tavolai Amra, and if he made a mistake and he didn't say it, and as we learned in our previous year, or if he said it in the wrong place, im niska kod, then if he said it too early, we don't repeat the Shemin Esrei. Here, if he didn't say it, the halacha is im niska kod shemes Hashem na bracha roif echayli. If he remembered before he said the Hashem of the bracha roif echayli, chayza omer, he repeats anenu refeinu. However, aval amalai niska ad lacha shemes Hashem, if he doesn't remember until after he said the Shem of the Bracha Rafa'enu, Gaimra Bracha Rafa'e Chayla Ami Yisrael, he should finish that Bracha, and Aneinu will be said, B'toich Bircha Shmei Tefillah, middle of the Bracha of Shmei Tefillah, V'chaysim, and he'll finish that Bracha Shmei Tefillah, K'ma Yachid, he finishes that Bracha like he always finishes the Bracha Shmei Tefillah. V'mshach Gam Sham, and if you forget it, saying it at that point as well, Aymer Lachasim Tefillah, he should say it after he finishes the Chazar Sashatz, but loy chesimu without a bracha at the end. Sif tes, ein oim tefillah Shemin Esrei b'kol, we don't say Chazar Sashatz. Elm ken yesh l'chol apachas shish anoshim, unless you have six people, shem roi minyan shespalu ata. You have six people, which is a roi of a minyan, hearing the Chazar Sashatz. Avom ein sham shish anoshim shespalu ata. If we didn't have at least six people davening the Kwai Shemin Esrei, Ein Oymer Kol Shemin Esrei B'Kol, we don't say the entire Chazar Sashatz, El Achar Oymer Ad Akel HaKadosh B'Kol, some should say until Akel HaKadosh, Vayimrim Kedusha, we say Kedusha, and then the Baal Tefillah, Goymer Tefillah Sebelachash. But, say the Paiskim, the only reason we're doing this is to give this individual the opportunity to say Kedusha. But if the person already heard Kedusha, or is going to hear it in a different minyan, to do this, of saying even partial Chazar Sashatz, is that a good enough reason? That's not a good enough reason to do this. There's an interesting question. If he didn't hear Kedusha, but he's going to hear Kedusha of Musaf, is that good enough? Or Kedusha Musaf is nothing to do with this Kedusha of Shacharis, and if he's not going to hear, and he didn't hear, he's not going to hear, we should do this on his behalf. The Paiskim, and we'll see this in our Shurim, actually differentiate between Nusach Sfarad and Nusach Ashkenaz. It could be, if you're davening Nusach Ashkenaz, you're going to say Naritzach, we don't do this for the person who's going to hear Naritzach. But if you say Keser, as Nusach Sfarad does, Keser and the Kedusha of Shacharis are two very different Kedushas. So even though you're going to hear Keser by Musaf, that doesn't have any relevance to the fact that you miss Kedusha by Shacharis. Sif Yud. Kamakim Shem Yochid. Anywhere if the individual, Imta, makes that type of error, Chayzim Espal, has to repeat the Shemin Esrei. Kegoy Kein, the same applies to Shlich Tzibah by Chazar Satfilah, to Shlich Tzibah by Chazar Sashatz. Imta, if he makes an error, Chayzim Espal. Chutz, Mishachs shal Rosh Chodesh Chol Moed, except by Shachos and Rosh Chodesh Chol Moed, Shem Shachach, if the Baal Tefillah and during Chazar Sashatz made a mistake, V'loyama Yal V'yovi, didn't say Yal V'yovi, V'loy Nisker Atche Hishlem Tzilosoi, he doesn't realize until he finishes the Chazar Sashatz, Ein Machzir Nasoi, we don't make him repeat the Chazar Sashatz, Kim Shem Tayr Chatzibur, because obviously repeating the Chazar Sashatz would represent a tircha de tzibura, and we could rely, therefore, amashiyask b'tfilas musaf, that musaf will be said. Avol amnisker kayim shvitilasai, but if the Baal Tefillah realized before he finished the Shemin Esrei, so there he should go, that he didn't say yal v'yavoy, chayzul ritzei, he should go back, because just going back to ritzei doesn't represent a big tircha, doesn't represent a big tircha de tzibura. Again, if somebody forgot to say on Shabbos, the Shabbos Shemin Esrei, the Baal Tefillah, he too doesn't repeat the Chazaras HaShatz because he's going to say Musaf. However, if he made the mistakes that we've already learned those halachas regarding Mashiv Ruach HaMoed HaGeshem and regarding the same Talmoter, the halacha of a Shlich Tzibur is equivalent to the halacha of a Yochid. Sif Yud Aleph. Chayav Adam Loim HaKadusha Metzibur. A person has to say Kedusha with the Tzibur. And if somebody is standing in a shul, not davening with them, or even he's standing in the hall of a shul, and he is here to Kedusha, he has to stop and say Kedusha. There are those that say if somebody is learning in a shul, and if he's going to interrupt to answer Kedusha, it's going to represent difficulty for him to go back to his learning. The halacha is that maybe he shouldn't answer Kedusha. It's not so simple because everybody's answering Kedusha and you are not is a real issue. V'gam Omen Shalach Ha'el Kaddish, so to the Omen of the Ach Baruch of Ha'el Kaddish and the Ach Shmei Tefillah, who gam ken chiv k'may Kedusha. They are the same as Kedusha. V'kein Kedesh Hashem Shlich Tzibur, when the Shlich Tzibur says Kaddish, chiv hu lanas aleim. There's a chiv to say Omen. V'kein b'moidim, as we've learned in our previous year, when Amen is said by the Baal Tefillah, hu chayiv l'schayis. He has to bow down together with everybody else, because otherwise it looks like he's not bowing down to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He doesn't believe Chas V'Shalom HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chein b'moidim, hu chayiv l'schayis ha-metzibur. Okay, in the Sa'ach level by Sekneset, somebody came to shul late. But oifin sheni yochel l'spal ha-metzibur, that he can't daven together with the tzibur. V'muchruch l'spal b'yichidus, and he has no choice but to daven b'yichidus. Im ein hashah averis, if there's no problem with the time, tzoruch l'ashgiyah shle yispal shben esri b'shoa shiyasin m'lanas echem dvaram elu. He shouldn't say shben esri in a way that he'll miss out saying kedusha or maidim. And what we've learned many times is that if what he can do and should do is figure out to say Kedush and Maidim together with the Shlich Tzibur. And that's why we also said, be quiet as the Shlich Tzibur is saying Kedusha. And that's why we said it's most appropriate that when a Baal Tefillah is saying the Chazaras HaShatz, he should say all of the words of the Shlich Tzibur should say all of the words of Kedusha, because there may be people in the Tzibur who are being Yoitza with the Shlich Tzibur's Kedusha. And if the Shlich Tzibur is not doing that, then the person who's trying to hear Kedusha, and he knows he's not going to hear the entire Kedusha from the Baal Tefillah, because he doesn't say the entire Kedusha out loud, should listen to the words of Kedusha from the person standing next to him. And it would even be better if the person next to him will know that I'm relying on you for your Kedusha. El Yamtim, and therefore he says, well, if you missed, you should try not to miss the Kedusha. El Yamtim, Achyanavakach, Yispal Shem Nesrei. If you can't down along with the Baal Tefillah, wait to hear the Chazar Sashatz and say your Shem Nesrei afterwards. Avel, says the Kedusha Shulchan Aruch, El Yamtim, Engol Yisrael Tefillah Shem Nesrei. If you're standing there and waiting to start your Shmon Esrei only after Chazar Sashatz, don't say the Bruch of Gal Yisrael, because the halacha is the Sark Lesma Gula Tefillah. We have to say that Bruch right before we say Shmon Esrei. For us, we'll have Sikbe Naim, and we're not allowed to stand doing nothing. So what you should do is, El Yamtin Kaidim Shire Chadosha, stop and wait before you say Shir Chadosha. Sif your days. Yochrayim Tefillah Shmon Esrei. And the Yochid is Davin Shmon Esrei. Kshum Sayim Mechayim Mesim. When he finishes the bracha of Mechayim Mesim, Oim HaTzibah Kedusha Tzuvil HaTzion. The Tzibah says the Kedusha, but not the Kedusha of Chazar HaShashatz. The Kedusha that's in Mil Aval HaTzion, or the Kedusha that's in the Brichas Krishma. Eina Oin Imayim Kaddish. You don't answer Kaddish with them. Lefish Ein HaKedusha Shavis. Not all Kedushas are the same. Avol. In Matzim Oim Kedushas Musaf, the Tzibur is saying Kedushas Musaf, Afapi Shehu Mispal Shachris, but he's in the middle of the Shmonesre of Shachas. Oina Imam Kaddish became behippach. The Kedusha Shachas with Kedushas Musaf, Shava saying they're both Kedusha. However, the Paiskim say that the Kedusha of, that's only for Nusach Ashkenaz. But those that have Nusach Svard, that their Kedusha by Musaf is Keser, the Kedusha of Keser is a different Kedusha than the Kedusha of Shachris, and they can't be substituted or said one for the other. And one of the proofs to this is that we wear tefillin when we say Kedusha by Chazaras HaShatz of Shachris, but we don't wear tefillin when we say Kedusha's Keser by Musaf. Simen Chof Aleph. Din Mishlo Espal Hech Yeshtemeno. Says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Sif Aleph. Kfar Nizbar. We have already learned the Simen Yud Ches. Shem Ovaz Ma Tfila B'mezid. If somebody deliberately missed Ma Tfila, Ein Lo Tashlumim, it can't be made up. Avla Machm Sa Shokoga. If it was by accident or oinus, something beyond your control, he didn't daven. Or you made an error, and it's a type of error, for which you have to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei. We gave many such examples. You can make up that Shmoneh Esrei after davening the next Shmoneh Esrei that you're going to have to daven. And it's not just something that you can do, may do, it's something that you should do. The question that comes up is, what about a woman? A woman who missed the tefillah, does she do tashlumim? So the halacha is, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, if this woman always davens, a woman davens shachris every morning, and for whatever reason, something beyond her control, she didn't daven shachris this morning, so then the halacha of tashlumim applies to her. But if this woman doesn't always daven shachris, then she is not able to daven tashlumim by the next tefillah on that day that she missed it. Yochel lashlima, he can make it up laacher tefillah smuchala after the next tefillah. The halacha of tashlumim, says the Mishnah Brura, only applies to the Shmoneh Esrei, not to the other parts of the tefillah. The tzarich shispal dafka tefillah shizmana. When you're going to do this, you should first daven the tefillah that you're supposed to daven now, v'achkach tefillah tashlumim, and then you daven the tashlumim. So, for example, dahainu, im lo yispal shachris, if somebody missed shachris, ask, kashigiyaz man tefillah mincha, when mincha comes, yispal mincha tchila tefillah l'shem mincha, first daven mincha, and say the tachnun that it said after mincha, v'achkach miyad oim ashrei, and then say ashrei, mispal oy shmoneh esrei b'shvil shachris. Then you daven another Shmoneh Esrei for Shachris. Or, im lo yispal mincha, if somebody missed out davening mincha, as yispal tchilas arvis, first daven ma'ariv, yishur rakadei hilach arba amis, and after you daven the Shmoneh Esrei for ma'ariv, wait the amount of time it takes to walk dalet amis, ve'ena oyma ashrei, you don't say ashrei again, el miyad, shmal, just immediately after that time, Miyad Yispal Tefillah Shmoneh Esrei B'Shvil Mincha, you'll say the Shmoneh Esrei that you missed out for Mincha. And then, Umlo Yispal Arvis, if you didn't have a Ma'ariv, as Lachat Tefillah Shachris, after Shachris, Yom Tachronon, say Tachnon, for Ashrei, and then Yispal Tefillah Shmoneh Esrei L'Shem Arvis, you should make up the Ma'ariv that you missed. V'akach Yom Elam Natzech V'Otzin, and then you'll daven the rest of the Shachris that you have to daven. And you're not allowed to eat, not just until you finish Shachris, of course, but you also have to wait to eat, until you daven the Marv Shmoneh Esrei. If you first daven the Tashlumim, we learned you have to daven the Choyva and then the Tashlumim. If you made a mistake, most Poskim say, what you should do is you should daven a third Shmoneh Esrei and make a Tanai. If I have to daven the Shmoneh Esrei, so I'm doing so. And if I'm not, it should be a Tefillah Tashlumim. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch said that, for example, by Shacharis, you daven the second Shemoneh Esrei for the Maariv that you missed, right after you finished the Shemoneh Esrei and you said Ashrei. But there are those that have the opinion that you should first finish the entire Tefillah Shacharis till after Aleinu, and only then say to make up the Shemoneh Esrei that you missed for Maariv. The halacha is that we're not allowed to eat until we daven. So the halacha, now the halacha says the Mishnah Brura, according to Prima Gadim, is if somebody missed Shacharis and he can't daven Shacharis anymore, it's too late. So he's going to have to daven Mincha. And since he's going to have to daven Mincha, the halacha is that since he's going to have to daven Mincha, you're not allowed to eat until you daven Shacharis. He's going to have to daven Mincha and daven the Mincha Shemoneh Esrei and then the Shacharis Shemoneh Esrei. He should not, if possible, eat until he finishes davening both of those Shemoneh Esreis, because you're not allowed to eat until after you daven Shacharis. Sif Beis. Im lo yispal ba'oitcha hoy lo shos l'spalo. If somebody didn't daven, somebody began doing something with the mistake that he thought that he could finish doing that and still have the time to daven Shacharis. And even, says the Mishnah Brura, if he did something that he really shouldn't do before he daven Shacharis. But again, he did this by error, assuming that he'll be able to finish and daven Shacharis. But what happened was, Avalei Hashah, he lost the opportunity to daven Shacharis. Or somebody thought that he's going to lose money, and therefore he jumped to do something. And because of that, he lost that opportunity to daven. Even though it's not a fair excuse, that's not an excuse why not to daven. It's still considered an oinus, v'yeshlei teshlumim. But it's only considered an oinus in a situation where the person thought, as he began doing what he can, that he's going to be able to daven the tefillah that he's supposed to daven. But if he began knowing that he may lose the opportunity to daven tefillah, that person is not considered an oinus. The same, the Paiskim suggest, if somebody was supposed to daven, and instead of going to daven, he took a nap, and he didn't create a situation that he should make sure that there will be there somebody to wake him up, an alarm clock or an individual, that maybe is not considered an oinus. If somebody was intoxicated, and he couldn't daven, it's considered oinus. Afpi, he shouldn't have drank alcoholic beverages before davening.